Okay, on page 1016, last time we finished about the mitzvah Shemitah, not collecting the debts. You should listen to Hashem. Then Hashem will bless you, and then you'll be able to lend to many nations. You won't have to borrow from them. You will control many nations, and so on. So now in Pasuk Zion, in page 1016, the Torah says like this. Here basically is the source of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah says, Ki yeh b'cho evyein, if there will be a destitute person, and as we said, the definition of evyein is from the word ta'ev, he desires everything, meaning he has nothing of his own. Whatever you give him, he's happy with. Me'achad achecha, from one of your brothers, ba'achad sharecha, one of your gates, ba'artzecha, in the land, asher Hashem alakecha neisen loch, that God will give you. In other words, even though, that like we said before, there's a contradiction. In Pasuk Dalet, on top of the page, the Torah says, there always will be a poor person in your midst. And here it says, Kiya, if there'll be a poor person. So the Gemara again says, when the Jews listen to Hashem, there's no poor people. When they don't listen to Hashem, that's when there's poor people. Okay, so it says, if there'll be a man, poor, one of your gates, Asher Hashem Elkecha Neisen Loch, the God is giving you. Lo Yisa'amitz Eslevavcha, you should not harden your heart. You should not close your hand. From your poor brother. In other words,
Boaz, you have to mute it. He has to mute it. Yeah. They can't mute. Hear, they won't hear.
Forget, it's not, there's too much noise coming from.
Speak it.
They have to put it on mute.
I did it.
No, they have to.
They have to have it on mute.
Okay, anyway. The Torah says like this, when there'll be a poor person, you're not allowed to close your heart, you're not allowed to close your hand, because he's your brother. I'm going to learn a few psukim, and then we're going to discuss this whole thing. You should open up your hand to him. You should lend him his requirement. Whatever is lacking to him. Okay? Now, what is this pasuk saying? These two psukim, by the way, is the entire mitzvah of giving tzedakah. This is not ma'aser, this is, you know, tithing. This is mamash, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. So it says like this, that when a Jew, the Torah says, number one, b'achat shi'arecha, like we discussed last week, from this pasuk, we learn out the poor people of your own city are first, and they come before everybody else, and so on and so forth. Now, what does it mean? Your family, poor people of your own city, right? Okay. But the Torah says here two things. Don't harden your heart and don't close your hand. What do these two things mean? I mean, it basically the Torah says make sure you give them, but the Torah says two things. Don't close your heart and don't close your hand. So Mefarshim explained like this. Even if you don't have money, give them a nice word. The Gemara says in Babasa, very interesting halachim. If you give a poor man money, you get six blessings. Hamafaisei, meaning you tell him a nice word, you get 11 brachas. Okay, giving the actual money is, so it says, obviously, Halacha says, if I could give him money and I just tell him a nice word, I'm not fulfilling my obligation.
What kind of word we can say to them? What kind of word?
May Hashem bless you, it's taki, you need help, whatever, something
they,
nice to make them feel.
Satisfied? They don't satisfy.
No, I'm saying if you have no money
so
to give them.
They don't satisfy if you don't give
But
them.
Then you at least tell them that you feel
yeah,
for them and.
Ignoring them.
No,
you say a nice word, at least you're
it's not going, a nice word.
In other words, sometimes you have like this. Sometimes somebody gives them money, but they scream at them. That's also no good.
Yeah.
But at least you give money. But the din is, by the way, halacha says clearly, that's only if you don't have money. But if you have money, you can't just tell him a nice word and get out of giving him money, because that's not what the whole thing is about. But it says, tell him a nice word. In other words, you're going to be, you know, Hashem should bless you. Just make the guy feel good. That's it. It may be a little bit, be sensitive to the person. Okay, that's the two inyanim. Lo yisa'amitz es levavcha, and lo yisa'lik beis es yadcha. Okay, now, what does it mean? Paseach tiftach. Okay? Now, there's also double expressions over here. Paseach tiftach. Okay? By the way, Rashi says in something interesting before. It says, Leisik beis esyot me'achicha ha'evyim, from your brother, the poor man. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash says a very sharp thing. If you don't give him tzedakah, you're going to become a brother poor like him. Rashi says, Seifa liyas achiv shalavyim, you're going to be the brother of a poor man, meaning you're going to end up being poor yourself. So that's what the Torah says. What does it mean, paseach tiftach? Double expression, paseach tiftach. So normally, whenever it says double expression, the Gemara means even 100 times. Now, just gave, I gave him once, doesn't mean you shouldn't be giving the person again. But he went to a second. He says like this. You should not, it's better to give the poor man, like, many times, okay? In other words, you don't have to give him a tremendously great amount. It's better to give him smaller amounts, because like we learned, every time you do it, then there's a mitzvah. But what does it mean? Paseach tiftach is another interesting. It's a very funny expression. Paseach tiftach means open up your hand. So the Medrash says like this, from here you learn, you should be giving him before he's even asking. In other words, Paseach, you should be the opening. Yeah. Or here he says something else. You should have it ready. Don't have to start going looking in your pockets for the money, because then they get embarrassed. Yeah. But there's the famous story, which has been mentioned in the past, with Nochim Ish Gamzu. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, by the way. And he always used to say, Gamzu Latova, this is good, everything's always good. So Gemara tells a story, he once came back from a trip, and his donkeys were loaded up, and a poor man came to him and said, I haven't eaten for days, can you please give me something to eat? And he said to him, do me a favor, I have to unload the donkeys, let me take the suitcases into the house, and then I'll give you. By the time that happened, the person died. So the mom was starving from hunger. He died. So Nochem Ish Gamzu felt so bad what he did, he cursed himself. And he said, and all the curses came true. The Gemara says this. All the eyes that saw the person and not answering him right away should go blind. The hand that was able to give him money right away and he didn't should go crippled. And the feet that should have gone to give him the money right away, he cursed his entire body, became one big mess. And he cursed himself because he felt that he was a little bit guilty in the fact that that person died. So like we learned already, in the midst of tzedakah, by the way, the halacha is, you know, there's an expression in English, if you give a man fish, he'll have what to live for the day. If you teach him how to fish, he'll have what to live forever. The midst of tzedakah, like we said last week when we brought down the Rambam, that to help somebody to be able to stand on their own feet. Because you just give somebody money, so tomorrow again they need money, and the next day they need money. To help them get up and establish them on their own feet is the ultimate level of tzedakah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you told that story, is there something though behind it? In other words, is it compared almost in some sense to the Torah, like with when David would make a mistake, but yet there was something spiritual behind it? Would you say the same thing, like in this situation, or when you hear other stories of very special people who...
I don't know.
Who did things, and
then... The answer to your question is, I don't know. No. What the spiritual meaning of it is, I don't know.
Or was there like, in other words, when he did that, did he have some kind of...
Halachically, he didn't do anything wrong. He said, look, I have to get to the food. Let me empty off the thing. Like we said many times, if tzedakah is such an important mitzvah, why isn't there a bracha? You make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Before you give tzedakah, you should make a bracha. Baruch atosh. It's one of the positive mitzvahs. Not only that, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, tzedakah is equal to all mitzvahs. In Yerushalmi, whenever it says the word mitzvah, it refers to tzedakah. That's the rule. In Yerushalmi, whenever it says the word mitzvah, stam, it refers to the mitzvah tzedakah. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, tzedakah is equal to all mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains, why is tzedakah equal to all mitzvahs? He says very simple. Every mitzvah you do with a part of your body. Like tefillin, you do with your hand. Learning, you do with your head and mouth. Lulav, you do with your, certain mitzvahs, whatever, different parts of the body. Tzedakah, when you get that money to do tzedakah, you worked, your whole body worked to get that money.
Everything.
You labor, the entire body worked to get that money. So then when you give that money to tzedakah, your whole body is being elevated. And then the Alter Rebbe adds in Tanya more. And even somebody who's born rich and they don't work and the money is there from winning the lottery, whatever, he says, the fact that the person could have bought food for himself or his own necessities or luxuries and instead he gave it to tzedakah, so the entire person is elevated. Every part of the body is elevated when they give tzedakah. So the question is, the Rishonim, by the way, the Rashba asks this question, why isn't there a bracha on the mitzvah tzedakah? You're about to give tzedakah. You should say, a poor man comes to you, you're about to give him a dollar, you should say, Baruch atah Hashem, lakenu malachel, mashe kachan, b'mitzvah tzitzivanu, litein al nisina tzedakah, whatever. Litein tzedakah al nisina tzedakah, whatever. Why isn't there no bracha? So halachically, the answer is, it's a very interesting answer, any mitzvah dependent on somebody else, I cannot make a bracha. Because if he doesn't do his part, then I ended up making a bracha in vain. In other words, like this. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So I'm about to give the poor man a dollar, and I'm going to make a bracha, and what happens if he says, no, I don't want it? I've never seen it happen yet. They once asked the tzedakah collector, were you successful? He said, 50%. So what do you mean 50%? He says, the poor are willing to take, the rich are not willing to give. So he said, I was 50% successful. So if, this is what the Rashba says. So if I want to give the mitzvah, I'm going to make a bracha before I do the mitzvah. And the guy might say, forget it. So then ending up making a bracha in vain.
This well, is the, like a pushka or something where you're giving it to a fund.
It doesn't matter. Maybe the fund won't take it. Maybe they'll, whatever. The mitzvah tzedakah is dependent on somebody else. But there's a chassidish answer to this that we've mentioned, which is very beautiful. Can you imagine the guy is wanting to put the money in the poor man's going to come to him and say, give me some money, give me some food. He's going to come to the guy and says, 1 minute, I have to make a bracha. No, a guy makes a bracha. You have to go wash your hands first. You have to put on your hat and jacket. You have to go to the mikveh. You have to put on your gartel. By then, the guy's going to drop dead. So it says in Chassidus Sfarim, for tzedakah, there's no time for brachas. Give the guy the money. Like the Nochem Ish Gamzu story. Just give the guy the money because there's no time to make brachas. A guy will start to, make a Hashem Yichud. There's no time.
Rabbi,
what?
With all of the respect, right now, honestly, who is starving that you really have to, either the people that they come, they beg big money, it's for drugs. It's not for,
the concept of tzedakah, we'll discuss that soon, that aspect of it. But the concept of tzedakah is for people like in those days, Nochem Ish Gamzu, the guy died. You know, my wife, there's a story, I'm talking about 35 years ago. Yeah? Some relatives came, and she went to Tijuana with them. Some relatives, 35, maybe more, 37 years ago. She took them to Tijuana. And she took a sandwich along. She washed and was eating. And she was a little bit left. She didn't want to finish. So she was walking to Tijuana. She was walking over to the garbage can to throw it out. This Mexican kid grabbed her hand. He saw she was gonna throw it out. He grabbed her hand, took the bread out, and put it into his mouth. It had a strong effect on it till today. We waste so much when there's so many people in the world, Jews, no Jews. Well, it doesn't matter. That need that can. Let me just finish this point. So, the mitzvah tzedakah is, you have to give right away, there's no time for brachas. Now, Pesach Tiftach means you have to even give more. I mean, keep giving. Now, there was the Arizal. They bring down the Arizal brings a story that there was once a poor man that merited to have a Russia. He merited to have a very respectful funeral. And they said, the Arizal figured out why. Because one time he made a meal, okay? And for the officer of the city, like for the noble, the duke was supposed to come, he made a lavish meal. The guy didn't show up. He took all the meal and gave it to the poor people. So just because of that, even though he was a Russia, but he merited, or we know the story, Rabbi Kiva's daughter was saved on a wedding day because of that. There's countless stories. Some stories are going to say very interesting stories. Okay, what did you want?
Oh, I just want to say there's this misconception that people who are hungry and destitute are the ones that are the only ones that are needy. Sometimes actually, the Torah says that too. Sometimes people seem to be doing well. They are in much greater need because of their position and prestige. Their times are
in this whole mitzvah of tzedakah, by the way, this I was going to, I'm just waiting for your question. This whole mitzvah of tzedakah, there is different levels of tzedakah. I don't mean categories. There's tzedakah with your money, there's tzedakah with your body, and there's tzedakah with your soul. All these things apply to all these things of tzedakah that we're talking about. With your money, I understand you need to give somebody money. If somebody needs a favor, they need a favor. That means right now they're needy for this favor. Doesn't mean they're poor, they could be very wealthy. You know, there's an interesting halach in tzedakah. What happens, you know, a rich man comes to shul, let's say in a Shabbos, there's a lot of money, but he needs money for a bus home. And he's Shabbos, he doesn't have the money. Whatever, he doesn't have the money. Yeah? Is he allowed to take tzedakah money to go on the bus? The halacha is yes, and he doesn't even have to pay it back. Because right now, right presently, he's needy. The guy's billions of dollars in the bank, it doesn't matter. Right now, the guy needs money, you're allowed to give him the money. What is considered halachically a poor person? So the Gemara says, if you have less than 200 zuz, you're allowed to take as much tzedakah as you want. If you have 200 zuz, then you're not considered poor. And so the Gemara says, whatever the curse, it's the same amount of aksuba. So the Gemara says, you want to know what a real mamzer rasha is? Rasha arum? Gemara says in Saita, a guy's $199, he could take as much tzedakah, you give him $1,000 tzedakah, he could take it. What does this mamzer do? He gives him a dollar that now he has 200 that he can't take tzedakah. So what the guy did? Like this, the guy, because somebody's about to give him $1,000 for tzedakah, and he was allowed to take because he had only $199. Right? The guy gave him a dollar to make the 200, now he can't take tzedakah. It's like, now, coming back to this point. This tzedakah with your money. This tzedakah with your body. Somebody needs a favor. You do a favor for somebody, that's tzedakah with your money, with your body. There's tzedakah with neshama. That means somebody needs spiritual help. Physical help they don't need. But you help somebody do a mitzvah. You help somebody do a mitzvah. That's tzedakah beruchnius. That's spiritual tzedakah. And all these things that the Torah is speaking about here in tzedakah, it means all levels of tzedakah. Whether it's monetary tzedakah, bodily tzedakah, spiritual tzedakah, whatever a person does is allowed to be done. And then the Torah says also, v'havei tavitenu. V'havei tavitenu means, you should lend him his requirement. What does that mean? It's an interesting halacha. What happens if you want to give tzedakah, but the poor man doesn't want to take it? It's not comfortable. But you know he needs it. So you lend him the money. You tell him, you know what? I'm not giving it to you. I'm lending it to you. And you'll pay me back. That's what the Torah says, v'havei tavitenu. You should lend him the money. If he's not going to take it because he's embarrassed to take it, then you should lend him the money. And consider it also the mitzvah of tzedakah.
And the people that they come to the door and you give them $5 and they don't, they throw it back to your face.
You know the story of Dalter Rebbe?
No.
The rusty coin? Dalter Rebbe once came to a city to collect money for Pidyon Shvuyim, to get somebody out of jail. The Alter Rebbe came to the city and he told, he wants a list of all the Jews in the city. He's going to go collect money from them. So they put the list of all the people in the city, except there was one rich man that they didn't put his name on the list. Why? Because this rich man, whenever anybody came to his house to knock on the door, he gave you a rusty old coin that everybody threw back in his face. And therefore, they didn't want the Alter Rebbe to get embarrassed from this, so they didn't put his name on the list. The Alter Rebbe looks over the list, he says, there's a name missing.
Wow.
So they said, okay, there's this script. The Alter Rebbe says, put him on the list. So they put him all the way at the bottom of the list. The Alter Rebbe says, no, top of the list, we're going to him first. We're going to him first. The Alter Rebbe comes to his house, the guy who's a very nice guy, opens the door, I'll come in, how are you? What can I do for it? The Alter Rebbe says, I'm collecting for pidyon shvuyim. Get people out of jail. The guy took that rusty nickel and he gave it to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe takes the coin, smiles at him, and says, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your donation. The Alter Rebbe is walking out of the house. He said, come back. He gave him, whatever, to make a long story short, he gave him 10 and then 20 and then 50. Finally, he said, and the Alter Rebbe kept taking it, thanking you very much, walked out, smiling. Finally, the guy said, how much money do you need? So the Alter Rebbe said, I need 1,000 rubles. Whatever it was, it doesn't matter the amount. And the guy explained to the Alter Rebbe what happened. He said like this, I used to have a lot of money, and I lost all my money many years ago. And the only thing I had left to give people was this nickel. I mean, I've seen Russia, there was no nickel, but the nickel. And at that time, I didn't have, but nobody knew. And the person threw it back in my face. You know, you're the rich guy. This is what you're giving me. He threw it back in his face. So I swore. This is what the guy tells the Alter Rebbe. I swore that whoever comes to my house, I'm going to give him this coin. And that's all I'm going to give him. If he accepts it nicely, I will give him more. He said, you're the first one that didn't throw it back in my face. You're the first one that didn't throw it back in my face. And because you took it and you smiled and you said, thank you, I gave you more. And then again, so I gave you the whole amount. You know, you can never tell what the story is. He brings down another wonderful story. Maimonides brings down a story. There's this guy that found a small lad, must have been an orphan or something. And he brought him into his house. He raised him. He gave him everything he needed. He taught him a trade. Okay? He married him off. And he even made him rich. He gave him money to start a business. What happened a while later, the rich man that raised this kid lost all his money. He said, you know what? I'm going to go and go to the kid that I helped. I'm sure he'll help me. He comes in, knocks on the door. The guy opens the door. What do you want? I need money. I'm broke. He said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. The kid that he was... Can't help you. He was broken. He was hurt. He was angry. You know, I raised this kid. Anyway, a little while later, there's a knock on the door. This kid with torn clothing comes into the house and he says, what do you want? The rich man said, the ex-rich man says to the kid, what do you want? He says, I have a diamond to sell. But I can sell it only very cheap because I need the money desperately. He says, how much do you want? He says, $1 for this diamond. But the guy had no money, so he went and borrowed money, bought the diamond for $1. A little while, there's a knock on the door that a guy comes and says, a few days later, he says, there's a guy dressed with very wealthy clothing. And he says, I heard that you have a diamond, and I need it. And the guy gave him a tremendous amount of money for the diamond. What happened? What happened was like this. This kid that was raised by him arranged all this to happen. He didn't want to embarrass the man that he's supporting him. Because he knew he would be embarrassed that Nebuch has to come to his kid. Can you imagine a parent asking a kid to support him? It's embarrassing. So what he did was he said no. And then right away he arranged this kid with the diamond to sell him the diamond for $1 and the next day to buy So this is what he did, that he shouldn't be embarrassed. This is...
But he got the mitzvah?
Of course he got the mitzvah.
Big mitzvah.
But Rabbi, he could have been hurt when he got such rejection.
There's another story, the guy dropped dead afterwards when he got rejected.
Yeah. And then the both guys died the same day, they came up to heaven. There's a lot of such stories. But obviously this person knew what he was doing and he did it.
Rabbi, if somebody is forced to get money from you as a tzedakah, you have to give it to them or not? What's halacha?
What do you mean? They hold a gun to you and give me or else?
You know, they come in, they scream, you give me money.
You give what you want. You have to give something.
You have to give or not.
You give them a nickel. Huh? But not a nice one, not a rusty one. Give them
a
yeah, shiny penny, like the first minion. Yeah. They don't put, they're shiny pennies. They
I
put
take it
first.
From him. Yeah.
But there's another...
Give, you have to give?
Yeah, you have to give something. Unless if you know the guy's on drugs, and then it's a different story. Then you give him food. Then you give him food to eat, and you don't give him money. But...
Still give it.
Huh?
Still give it.
Uh-huh. If they need food, you give them food.
It kind of goes back to Vicky's question, though. You went off in the story. That was kind of the opposite case of, what about you give, but they don't want... Her example was the $5.
No, she said the guy threw it back in her face and told her the story out there.
No, but in her case, he came...
You don't have to give. They don't have to give him.
If somebody doesn't accept what you give him, you don't have to give.
Right.
Translating.
Yeah, no. The same thing, the shadows. I mean, I don't want to learn all of Hilchot Tzedakah. You know, you get in the mail every day these envelopes asking for money. Do I have to answer each one? It's not direct asking. So you don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of different issues.
Sometimes there is a coin. You can take the coin and throw them the rest in the garbage.
Yeah.
Like a quarter. Can you take the quarter and I'm not paying?
Why they?
The March of Dimes.
Sometimes they put money in
it. Halachically, you're allowed to because nobody told you to send it to me.
Yeah. I heard that they have to put 3 coin. What's the reason? I heard that.
Three coins what?
In Sadaqa boxes. What's the reason they put 3 coin?
Make more noise.
No, that says about Erev Yom Kippur. The noise of the coins. But I don't know. But the Torah also says, Dei machseire sheyach selei, which is another interesting pasuk. It says, you have to give him what he's missing. But... you're not mechuyev to make him rich. Which means, the Gemara says, if the guy was accustomed to have horses and slaves and their servants and everything, you have to give it to him. But if he didn't, you don't have to make him rich. But the Gemara tells a story with Hillel, okay? There was a rich man that became poor, and Hillel got him to Tzedakah to give him what he was missing, gave him a horse and a servant, and one time the servant wasn't there to run in front of him, Hillel himself ran in front of the poor person. And Hillel was the leader of the Jewish people.
Rabbi, we can give every day, every day, or one time, I have to give it every day. If everybody, every day is...
There's an Indian in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Rabbi Eliezer, Negoyev, Pruta, Lo'ani, Vahoder, Matzler. Rabbi Eliezer used to give a poor man tzedakah and then he davened. There's a very interesting story. After the Alter Rebbe passed away, the Alter Rebbe, don't ask me how, he used to come to the Tzemach Tzedek in dreams and explain to him things in his learning. Don't ask me what it means, but this is what it... And there was a while that the Alter Rebbe didn't come to the Tzemach Tzedek. And he was really bothered why the Alter Rebbe didn't come to him for a while. One time the Tzemach Tzedek is going to Shul, it was a market day, Ayid came over to him, and he says, can you lend me a ruble, because it's a market, I want to go do business, I'll be able to make a few kopkes, a few cents. So the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, I'm going to daven, right after daven, I'm going to go home, come to my house, I'll lend you the money. And Tzemach Tzedek goes to shul, and he puts his talus on his shoulders, and he says to himself, 1 minute, what did I just do? That guy probably davened already. He probably wants to already go into business and make a living. He's going to wait for me to daven, and it's not right. So Machzadik took off his talis, went into the street looking for the guy, found the guy, and gave him the money. For a loan, Gmir says. He came back to shul, put his talis on his shoulder, Dalt Rebbe came to him.
Oh, wow.
Dalt Rebbe came to him. And the merit that he gave, he went out of his way to help this Jew who was davening, you know, but he helped him, and because of that, he merited that Dalt Rebbe should come to him. Now, but the din is that we said again, it's an interesting thing. The Gemara learns out, if you look at the Pasuk Ches, the last word, Dei Machzeira Asher Yachzalei, Dei Machzeira Asher Yachzalei is a Dalid Mem Aleph Yud. That stands for Demai. Demai, it's a whole tractate called Demai. Demai is grain of an Amoretz, of an illiterate. Illiterates in the time of the Gemara were not trusted. And therefore, if an Amoretz said, my stuff was tithed, we don't believe him. During the week, we don't believe him. Shabbos, the Gemara says, we believe him because an Amoretz doesn't lie on Shabbos. Okay? But during the week, we don't believe it. But the Gemara says, you can give demai to poor people. Because demai is only a doubt. It's rabbinically forbidden. So that it says, demai you can give even to a poor person. And that's why they learn it out. You have to give him day machseire yasher yachzalei, what he's missing, meaning you can give him demai also. You can even give him this thing. Okay, so basically the Torah says, what?
Okay, so you're not going to the shul, and not somebody's coming to the door.
No.
And you put money in tzedakah box, and then you put it in a, you give a check to whatever you're giving.
No.
Is that good enough? Or you have to go look for the people in the street? Or what do you
do? No. You can put it, what happens, it says, you want to give tzedakah, there's no poor people. Mm-hmm. So what do? You put it away, and then you give it. You give it when you have a chance to give it to them. Okay. Hishama pasuk tet. Okay, so the Torah is speaking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. You can't hold back your hand, you can't open back your heart, meaning you have to tell him a nice word, you have to give him the money, you have to open up your hand. Pesach tiftach, double expression. If not, give it to him as a loan at least, to give him what he's missing. Hishama lecha. It says you have to be very careful. Lest something will be lawless in your heart. Belial is usually translated as evil. But Belial is really two words, Chazal say. Belial, without the yoke of God. If you don't have the yoke of God, you're Belial, you're evil. What is it? So you're going to say like this. This year of Shemitah is coming soon to happen. And your eyes will be evil. And your poor brother. You won't give him the money. Why? Because you say he's not going to, as a loan, you're not going to get it back. And he will call to you, to Hashem. And it's going to be a sin upon you. Okay, so the Torah is saying that if you think that Shemitah is coming, and because of that, you're not going to do it, Hashem says it's going to be a chait. I'm one of the one pasuk to discuss both. Nothing titin lay, Torah says, give him, you should give him. And like we said, even 100 times. Titin lay to him. And here the Medrash says a very interesting thing. Give to him. Why doesn't it just give? You should give between him and you. Nobody else should see that, he shouldn't get embarrassed. Remember last week we discussed that in the levels of tzedakah, the highest level of tzedakah, you don't know, the giver doesn't know who's getting it, and the receiver doesn't know who's giving it. Because then nobody feels bad. But, in fact, the Gemara tells a story, we mentioned that Marukva used to give tzedakah to people's houses, used to throw open the door, throw the money and run away. One day they chased him, Mamsh ran into a fire. Mamsh ran into a fire. And Abish did a miracle, he was saved. But he didn't want to embarrass the person. So you have to give tzedakah in a way that you, let's, it says, titan loy, Rashi says, beino le beinoch, quietly, that you shouldn't get embarrassed. Ki b'chglala, David has said, just because of this thing, yivarechecha Hashem alakecha, Hashem will bless you, b'chol ma'asecha, in all your actions, u'v'chol mishlach yadecha, in all the works of your hand. There's countless of stories, by the way, but it's interesting. Most the Medrash says, the Gemara says, you know, there's something called Galgal HaChayzer. Galgal HaChayzer means the wheel turning. Now you're on top, tomorrow you might be at the bottom, and the whole thing, okay. So it says, they learn it out from this Pasuk, because it says, Biglal HaDovid Azeh. But the Klayoker says, when you say Galgal, it's not the word Beglal. So he says, he learns a different pasuk, that Galgal HaChayzer means life is, in fact there's a whole story told, I don't want to go into the details, remember all the details of the story. There's once a poor man coming, you know the Yifstir of Shmektabek? You know, Shmektabek is snuff, tobacco. So there was a rich man, used to have for himself a silver snuff box, and for the other poor people on the table, he had a cheap snuff box. So one time a poor person was at his table, and he saw the rich man take from his own rich, so he put his hand into the snuff box to take for himself. The guy slammed the thing shut on him. The guy slammed it shut on him, said, "Go take from that box down there." The second that happened, it became a decree in heaven that it's going to change. This rich man is going to become poor, and this poor man is going to become rich. And that's what happened. The whole story, he ended up being a beggar and was going all over the place. And it was decreed in heaven, the only way he can undo it, if a similar situation happens in reverse, that he comes to the rich man, to the new rich man, and reach it, and then and the guy also snaps it, so then the money will go back to the first guy. But what happened was, the poor man that became rich was a nice guy. And he didn't stop him. He gave it to him. And the guy really felt, because then he saw that's it.
He's doomed.
But the way the story is, he told the rich man his story, that he was the rich man. He reminded him that was the story. And the rich man supported him for the rest of his life.
Why didn't he reverse it?
Why should he reverse it? Especially, he's a nice guy. Why should he reverse it?
Now I have a question. The law of Shemitah applies out of Eretz Yisrael too with the loans?
The loans, yeah, not the land. The loans applies outside of Eretz Yisrael too.
So when is this seventh year?
This year.
This year?
Yeah. Oh. No, but don't worry, you have to pay back the debts anyway. Yeah. Okay, so it says
you're
like
happy,
this.
Huh? You're saying you can read this, that? No, it's not, you cannot do
this. But this is what the Pasuk said. But the Pasuk is very interesting. Ki beglal ha-dovid hazeh, just because of this mitzvah of tzedakah. You say? He says, Yevarecha Hashem alakecha. Hashem will bless you in everything that you do. That's similar to what we learned at the beginning of the Pasha, Aser to Aser. So what's the double expression? Aser to Aser, tithing, you should tithe. Aser, bishvil shetisasher. You have to do it in order to become rich. This is one mitzvah that Hashem says, b'chanuni no bezeis. There's a passage, b'chanuni no bezeis, and the Medrash says, Hashem says, you can test me with the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's the only mitzvah Jews allow. You can't say to God, okay, I'll put on tefillin if you do this and this. That, it doesn't work. With tzedakah, you can say, like the Gemara says, Amarashi Yechia Bini, and the Gemara says like this, no person ever became poor from giving tzedakah. The real money that a person owns, what is really their money? Money which is given to tzedakah. Because that's yours permanent. That's yours. Nobody can ever take that away from you. The Alter Rebbe had a grandson. When he got married, the Alter Rebbe gave him dowry. On the condition, he puts the money in tzedakah. And he didn't want the holster, he didn't want, and he invested in business, he lost all the money. And Alter Rebbe said to him, you see, you would have had all the money if you put it into tzedakah. And the free loan association, whatever it was.
You mean all of it or mass?
No, he would have had all of it. Yeah.
No, he was supposed to put all of it to tzedakah.
Now, Alter Rebbe wanted he should make a fund for helping people with it or whatever. And he said, he can invest in business and then he'll make more money, he'll be able to. That's what happens. But the person has to.
This is like the same money the kids put it in the
Pushka?
In Pushka. Yeah. That's exactly the same.
Yeah. The Gemara says, "Kol pruto pruta mitzarefes lecheshem gadol," and the Gemara gives an example. Tzedaka keva bereishai. This is a pasuk. The Gemara gives an example that tzedaka is like armor. You know, armor that the soldiers used to wear. So, what is armor? A bunch of little things put all together. They don't have one big sheet of metal. It's like little. This is supposed to be stronger. So the Gemara likened, the Pasuk likened tzedakah to armor. So the Gemara says, just like armor, each one, each little piece adds up to the whole protection of the person. So the same thing, tzedakah, every pruta you give, mitzarefes lecheshem gadol, adds to a great amount. Huh?
Like a shield, they're making shield.
That makes, it protects the person. But it says in the Pasuk, Biglala David Azeh, just for this, Yivarach Hashem Akechu B'chom Masecho, and anything you do, V'chom Mishlach Yedecho, and every one of your undertakings. But there's another important thing that needs to be kept in mind. The Pasuk says, B'chom Masecho. You have to make a vessel for Hashem's bracha to rest on. Hashem can't bless you if you're not going to make a vessel, like we said many times, if for a farmer, rain is a big bracha. But if you don't plant the field and it rains, the rain is not going to do anything. But he tells the story, Tzaddik once gave a guy a bracha to win the lottery, and he didn't win it. So his Rebbe asked him, did you buy the ticket? He said, no. He said, like, I can give you a million brachas to win the lottery, but if you don't buy a lottery ticket, there's no way in the world you're going to win it. Right? You need to make a keli, and that's what the pasuk says. B'chol ma'asecha, u'v'chol mishlach yadecha. Okay, let's just learn the last pasuk. Ki la'yecht al evyim mikar of arz, the pasuk says there will never be stopping to be a poor person from the land. Al kain, it says, because, as Rashi explains, today's rich man might be tomorrow's pauper. Dur says, it will never stop poverty. That means, God forbid, you might end up becoming the next pauper. Therefore, I'm commanding you, Basech, Tiftach, in other words, the Rashi says, I'm giving you good advice. Basech, Tiftach, Asyotcha, La'achicha, La'aniyacha, give the money to your brother, to your poor person, U'lev'yencha, Ba'artzecha, to the poor people in your land. This is what you need to do, and okay.